This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
This is the second hour of our program. It's Kelly and Ramya. Welcome back wherever you are checking us out, maybe listening in on AMI Audio. We're on there at 4 p.m. Eastern for our debut daily, Monday through Friday, repeated on both AMI TV and audio at 10 p.m. Eastern. And of course, you can join us on AMI TV at 2 p.m. Eastern as we talk to you live with so much content. Ramya is at the studio in Toronto. Kelly McDonald here at the home studio in London, Ontario. Monday through Wednesday, we welcome in at the top of the second hour, our community reporters. We like to find out what's going on in their area, see what might be happening. Kim Kilpatrick joins us today from Ottawa. Welcome back to the show, Kim.
Hello, how are you both?
We're good.
Doing well, thank you.
Kicking a good week off.
A beautiful sunny day here. Finally, we've had a lot of rain. And I noticed that it's spring because I just went for a walk and at every corner and every sidewalk is blocked by people standing outside and we're trying to get through the crowds and they're just talking and looking at whatever and I'm like, oh, like Ginger, do you just want to bark at these people?
It's just funny.
You know, when the weather gets good, people just start wanting to be out and they're not, you know, like they're just excited to be out.
Yeah. So,
kind of like when the flies wake up, right? They're all dozy and they're kind of like, wow, look. Yeah. Oh, boy, it's nice. And it's brighter than usual. Oh, sorry, am I in your way?
Wow. Yeah, am I in your way? Oh, sorry about that.
I'm sort of surprised I'm in your way standing here right on the corner. Kim, production of Rose in the Machine.
Yeah, so this play is on, this week it's on in French at the NAC, in the French side of the theater. And next week it's on in English. And they're doing a few things, partly because it is a play, and it was written and first performed in French. The playwright performed the French version. She's not performing the English version of the play, but she did perform the mother, you know, in the French version. But they're doing a few interesting things here. And one is that they're having, on Saturday, May 4th, they are having a performance for people with kids with autism, neurodiverse people, families, so that they could bring those kids and people would be there to help them or do things with them or activities. And the other thing that they're doing is they're live streaming for free one performance in French this Thursday and one performance in English next Thursday evening. It won't be audio described or anything, but the person that told me about it, the head of educational programming at the NAC, said it's really all dialogue. So there's not much you need to know. And the English link is not up yet to register for it, but the French link was, and I did register for the French session, even though I won't really go to that, but I wanted to see how accessible the process was. But I will have the link this Thursday. If people do, it doesn't matter where you live in Canada. It's a two-hour play, two-person play pretty much, I think. And it's free. So if anyone wants it, a link to the English show on Thursday, May the 2nd, you can email me at accessibleartsottawa@gmail.com. So as soon as that comes out on Thursday, I'm going to register myself for that. And I really commend the NAC. They were very behind in a lot of these things. And especially since this lady, Amy Bouchard, came, they've really improved. We're doing some live describing now. They're getting consultants. You know, they're doing the right things. They're doing this, you know, to help. They do some ASL. You know, they really are trying to improve their accessibility. And I know they got a lot of slamming in the past because they have more money than a lot of the independent theaters and they were doing less. So it's really, really good to see them, you know, beginning this journey. And I'm excited about that. A lot. So I'm excited about this play. It sounds really interesting, and
Also, they're
I'm
being
looking
pretty
forward to it.
transparent about the things that you can experience, right? Like with productions, I'm finding notes on this one specifically about, strobe lighting and things that may be more triggering for people.
Yeah, loud noises.
Yes,
and,
exactly. Now, obviously,
and
that's context of the actual production as
with
well.
This one. And this one
I
particularly
think so.
Because of the audience too you're trying to appeal to. But Kim, I remember a lot of theaters getting that kind of gear and all of a sudden you're wondering, oh, how come you're working on this accessibility thing? Because finally there's some grants out there available to them, the ones that really do struggle and need it. So really happy to see that. And this sounds like a successful play already. Nice.
Yeah, I think I'm excited by it. And I'm excited to tell you more in the months coming up about other things we're working on because I'm consulting with them and we're working on some really interesting stuff. So that'll be really good, but this is a great idea for people. And when you think about some of those families couldn't come out, which is a great thing, they have the free version too. They couldn't afford it, but also maybe those kids, they couldn't sit that long, or they don't have care people to care for people to come out, So I'm really glad some of this streaming has remained, and some of the the thoughts about the people that can't actually leave, elderly people that have dementia or other people there,
right.
Or people themselves that can't get out or can't sit for too long. I'm really glad we've kept some of this flexibility in our schedules too,
yes.
I think.
Yes, absolutely. It that's showing up in so many ways in our lives and livelihoods, and I appreciate it as well. Kim, there's new ways that you can get in touch with Paratranspo, which is the para transportation service in Ottawa for people with disabilities. Tell us more.
Yeah, so there's a new texting option to get to para. So in the past, you've had to call in and sometimes be on hold, and sometimes, you want to cancel a trip or you want to see where your driver is or something, and you're on hold and you're this and that all over the place. And so now they have an option where you can text 57272 and you can then, send what it is you want. So you could say, I want to know when my vehicle will be here, or, I'm running late and I might need to cancel, or I'm early, could anyone send a vehicle earlier for me? All of those type of questions from about 6:30 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. They are available for this 7 days a week. And you text that. And then I think what happens, it seems that what happens is they send that to an agent. Now, an agent may call you back, or they might text you back, I guess, but maybe they might need some information. So they may call you, but at least you can initiate and put all the information in, by text. And I know as people who are blind, sometimes waiting for a ride, I almost called it ride share, sorry, waiting for, adaptive transit is, you could say what I'm told that I'm standing in front of the blue door or the window or this, and these things that we have to do because we can't see the vehicles, right? So
right.
It could be really helpful if you got someone to tell you exactly, I'm at entrance one or I'm at this door. I find that helpful with cabs and rideshares, mm-hmm. although I'm boycotting rideshares these days because of guide dog refusals, but I do find it useful when you can text your driver and say, I'm blind, I'm traveling, I'm standing outside of
Definitely.
This door, this entrance, and that way they can actually find you. They can see the information. So that's a good, they've been gradually improving paratransit services in terms of the app that they instituted a while ago and
real-time updates.
Yeah, a few more
question
things
mark?
Like that.
Okay.
Not
like
real-time updates. No.
But this kind of text thing is a bit of a real-time update, right? Like, because things change. You go into, maybe you're getting picked up at a location that you yourself are unfamiliar with, and the entrance that you put in, 10 hours ago when you booked the transport is no longer the current situation. And as you said,
That's
like
right.
this is literally an accommodation need for blind and low vision people. So,
oh, absolutely. Well, but for everybody, for a lot of people too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And you're right. You don't get live updates. And sometimes, with medical appointments, like I have a friend who, was at a medical appointment. Of course, they took longer getting her
sure.
in. So she was going to miss her para back. And so she could, you know, in this case, she had to call them. But in this case, you know, she could text and say, you know, I haven't even seen the doctor yet. You know, we're going to have to reschedule.
So you're not just no-showed.
That.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
Because apparently when you have too many no-shows, like I'm eligible for PEAR. I don't use it. I use the taxi coupon program. But if you have too many no-shows, they can, you know, kick you off the service or...
Yeah, suspend like you for whatever amount of time.
Yeah.
You all need to wear fedoras so you can say, I'm the person with the fedora, but then there'll be too many disabled people
doing
it. Yeah,
but then there'll be everybody, and then they'll
that's
be,
right.
That'll be
they'll
bad.
Be picking everyone up off the street. Well, I get the hassle because of having the name Kelly. Kim, real quick, Ottawa Children's Festival is coming to Ottawa.
It sounds really great, and I'm going to go to a bunch of things because I've been invited to, you know, participate in some, like, not... storytelling, but just to be at some sessions and, you know, some things. That'll be really fun. So Children's Festival comes every year in the springtime. It's on a Saturday and Sunday, May 11th and 12th. Oh, no, it's 10th to 14th. 10th to 14th. So it's at War Museum and Arts Court. And it's around the War Museum, too. They set up tents and they have activities. It sounds like they have all kinds of plays and entertainments from all over the world. So it should be really great. I'm looking forward to it. But also, it's always a lot of fun, Children's Festival. They get a lot of different types of children's
this
entertainment
for all ages. This is like a fringe for children.
Yeah, it is kind of like fringe for children. And they do have activities and, you know, sort of a playground thing and, you know, those big bouncy castle or whatever you call those things.
Yeah,
and, you know, so it is like fringe for kids. And it's really good. It's really interesting. All ages, all types of things, you know, plays and music and sort of, you know, acrobatic things and, you know, all the things that the kids might like to do.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
wow.
It should be really fun.
Kim, Ramya, get out of that bouncy castle. Man, you're ruining it with your shoes
Oh,
on.
I wish I wasn't. Yeah, I wish we were in there, Ramya.
Absolutely.
The bouncy castle.
I'm in.
That'd be fun.
Kim Kilpatrick, thank you. We'll talk to you next
thank
month.
You.
Wonderful stuff, Kim. Enjoy. We visit with our community reporters on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays right here on the program. Up next, orientation and mobility specialist Mark Rankin joins us. He's going to be going through the O-N-M, a scope of practice, discusses how it's changing, and considers how technology will continue to impact the discipline. We'll be getting into a really good conversation, folks. Stick around. That's up next.
Don't go away. There's more great conversation with Kelly and Ramya right around the corner.
Hi, I'm Jenny Bovard. Join me monthly for Low Vision Moments, where I speak with awesome guests about some of the amusing things that happen when you're blind or partially sighted. Watch on YouTube or download Low Vision Moments from your favorite podcast distributor.